Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Tom Leffler had a convention this week, so I'm sitting in for Tom here so far this week, and we're going to have a complete update on all those markets for you when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Well, cash cattle remain generally quiet with bids developing through the day yesterday at $147 in the south and $238 in the north. Asking prices holding around $153 in the south and $245 plus in the north. A handful of cattle traded in Nebraska at $237 to $238 through midday, but this is not even enough to establish a good test, especially given the aggressive market pressure late in the session in the futures markets. Well, according to the closing report, the national hog base is $1.07 higher compared with the prior day settlement. We're going to take a look at all the grain futures right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on the grains, corn closed down 19 and a quarter cents in the September contract. It was down 19 and a half in the December. Soybeans down 63 cents yesterday in the August and down 61 and a half cents in the November. And the wheat was down 15 cents in September. Chicago was down 12 and three quarter cents in the September. Kansas City down 9 3/4 cents in the September Minneapolis contract. Now, specifically for the wheat markets, they took a tumble along with corn and soybeans yesterday. USDA's wheat numbers were not particularly bearish, but with corn and soybeans falling, wheat futures went with them. USDA put the winter crop at 1.44 billion bushels versus the trade average of 1.45. Spring wheat futures have the smallest losses, down about 9 cents, as USDA put that crop at 621 million bushels versus the average trade forecast of 629 million. Now, the corn finished about 19 cents lower in nearby months, and September is the lowest for a lead month since late June. September and new crop December are well below key moving averages, with December's RSI at 36 and nearing oversold territory. The weekly EIA report was largely overshadowed by USDA's. It showed weekly ethanol production at 965,000 barrels a day from the previous week's 961,000. Stocks dropped to 18.52 million barrels from 19.23 million. Now, soybeans tumbled with soon to expire August, the lowest for a lead month since mid-June. More actively traded September and November were sharply lower. The September is now well under key moving averages with an RSI near 38. September had lost open interest coming into the report. Now, although overshadowed by USDA's numbers, China's action remains bearish, as it could mean smaller soybean purchases. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning for Tom Leffler on the Radio Oklahoma Network.